Blog Talk Radio.
Listening. You know, I got a lot to talk about. You know, that song, I'm Over You, it's available on iTunes as a single, a remastered version as well. Available at Dove Night Songs, too. You know, I have a lot to say, you know, about my music, and unfortunately, I talk about, you know, the up and downs of the being an artist in the industry, in my music, and currently because, you know, I experienced it. But through it all, I try to be positive with everybody and everything. Now, I had to deal with these false allegations where individuals in the industry, you know, when I say industry, I don't mean major people. I just mean on a very small scale, where or people nearby who have said that I didn't know my songs, which wasn't true, or I didn't write music despite being involved in ideas, the lyrics, and the producing. I had to ignore all those falsehoods, all those false stuff, because that isn't true. The lyrics and the music combined, it makes up for a rock or a pop or R&B song, country song, etc. And I credit myself as a songwriter each day by acknowledging my talents, but also knowing that I have a dream, and a dream not to be broken. And I do own my songs. I did not sign them away, which was another false allegation. And I do not have anybody, a social worker or somebody, in charge, because some dream killer, some hoodlum, some very evil person said that. I say that evil because when someone hears my music or hear a song and want to take it for themselves or try to undermine my potential to make it in the industry or to be a success in the American dream, that is evil. As I said before, I'm a good human being. I can't take away someone else's dream because of jealousy or opportunity to do something bad. I always acknowledge that every person on this planet, regardless of where they come from, should be given that chance to go for that dream, the American dream. In my case, I have this dream, continue to do music. But unfortunately, I had to talk about the true reality of it for it to be extinguished in order for me to stay positive. I write about some of the stuff on Twitter, you know, my experiences, and it's just my way of, getting out of my system and expressing thyself. But nevertheless, the important thing is that dreams should not be broken. Because the dream that I made was within that song you just heard, I'm Over You. And I'm Over You was made with me and David Waterbury. We're both 50-50. And it's about, you know, just overcoming a bad relationship. Or a relationship that ended, and you know, you have to move on. And literally, this relationship did break me into two because it forced me to deal with reality. And the reality of this world is what I like to talk about because, you know, unfortunately, on this planet, why I have to be positive, in order to stay positive, I have to face the darkness, talk about it for it to be extinguished and put out of my system for me to stay positive. In other words, the sunshine has to stay in the sky for it to shine. In order for it to continue shining in my sky, I have to face the rains and talk about it for the rains to go away and the sunshine to stay. And that's how it is. You know, I mean, I had to just tell it like it is, and but at the same time, try to be, be in a position to talk about what is really important, and that is to be positive and to continue with dreams. Because a dream cannot be broken. It's not to be broken. Dreams could be anything. It could be love. It could be a goal, or it could be just a dream to just have peace. And everybody, including me, deserve to have peace on this planet. We are all beautiful in our own way, and I try to express that in my songs, on the songs too, which is available on Google Play and so on. And I talk about all these things because it's so important. Because a dream is not to be broken. And I had to deal with people who really were targeting me, harassed me, who really want to take away my dreams, my American dreams, dreams to get a good job or dreams to have a good job in the music industry or dreams to be positive. And I say no to that, to the negativity, and say, yes, I'm going to continue with my jobs currently. I'm going to continue creating and making music because it's part of my soul. a songwriter or a singer or actor or whatever it is has to express thyself or themselves, because it's purely positive. To hinder someone's talent or someone's ambitions is only detrimental, not only to the person who they try to hinder, but also to the person who's trying to do it. We're not born to hurt other people. Unfortunately, some people haven't learned that motto and want to do that. And in my bad karma experience, I had to deal with that. But despite of it all, I still be positive. Things will get better. They always do. Up and down, you know, as a human being, I face so many challenges. And I will continue to do so as I live this life, because one part of being a human being is to deal with obstacles and challenges, and to continue to endure and to grow and become a better person inside and out. And one of the ways that I can do that is to be an artist and to know that dreams are not to be broken. And I know that all of you are beautiful no matter where you are on Twitter or around the world. And my last motto is, may all your dreams come true like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all. Good night from Dove Night.